Welcome back to another episode of DC Triple XI Live, where we discuss the latest trends, controversies, and social issues in the world of entertainment. I am your host, Mr. Joyner, and today we're tackling two topics that demand our attention. The first one I'm going to get through because it's a little silly, but it still demands our attention, okay? So today, we're shedding light on a concerning practice that has gained traction recently. It's a trend that might catch your attention at first, but as we dig deeper, we uncover its fiscal irresponsibility and damaging implications. In an attempt to showcase their financial prowess, some individuals are purchasing high-priced bottles of liquor, often at three times the regular cost, only to pour them out extravagantly. Yes, you heard me. Brothers are buying expensive bottles of liquor in the club just to pour them out. This display of extravagance might seem like a flex or a fleeting show of opulence, but let's explore why this trend is far from harmless and its impact on the Black community. At its core, this trend sends a message that values are measured solely by price tags. The act of pouring out expensive liquor essentially translates to pouring away hard-earned money, funds that could have been channeled towards education, entrepreneurship, and even investing. In a community where economic disparities persist, this practice exacerbates existing financial challenges. Furthermore, this trend perpetuates damaging stereotypes by equating financial success with wastefulness. We inadvertently endorse the notion that true wealth lies in material possessions rather than in responsible financial management or community uplifting. We always talk about how we need to better our community. We need to strengthen the Black family. We need to do this and we need to do that, just to turn around and waste money and pour liquor out on the floor. I don't see any other race doing that. There's no other race on social media doing this. And if they are, I promise you, they got way more money than we do to do that. Okay? So we need to cut it out, because younger generations observing these actions might internalize the idea that success is defined by showmanship rather than substance. So while the trend of pouring out expensive liquor might be flashy, or flashy spectacle, I don't think so. I think it's silly. Its implications for the Black community are far-reaching and harmful. It's essential that we shift the narrative, emphasizing responsible financial choices, investing in education and business opportunities, and celebrating achievements that benefit the community as a whole. You know, because As a business owner myself, one thing that I've always gotten was, yo, can I get that at a discount? Yo, can you take a couple dollars off? No, I can't. I can't take a couple dollars off. This is my business. When you go to McDonald's, you don't ask for a discount on French fries. When you go and buy your Louis Vuitton, you're not calling them and asking them for a discount. You don't ask Nike for a discount. You don't call Jordan and say, yo, can I get your new pair of shoes at a discount? So since y'all got money to pour out in the clubs, come to the Black community, come to our businesses and support our businesses, because that money goes right back into the community. Okay? So let's work together to redefine success and ensure a brighter future for all. Now, let's get to the topic that I really, really want us to pay attention to. Okay, and it has to deal with colorism and racism. Now, if anybody that knows me, one of my favorite shows to watch on Tuesday is Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. When the show first started, You know, it's Ratchet TV. And I like a good Ratchet TV, you know. There's a lot of artists in there that I follow, like Young Jock, Scrappy, shout out to them. You know, I love the Kirk and Rashida's family. I love to see them prosper. I'm loving the success that Spice is seeing. You know, this woman has been through it all and has come out on top. And she's living her best life right now. But somebody by the name of Erica Mena tried to demean her and try to beat her down to street level by using racial slurs against her. Okay, a social media icon and reality TV star used a racial slur to describe one of her fellow co-stars. This incident has ignited outrage across the community, and rightfully so. It's important to address and condemn such behavior, and that's what we're doing today. Okay, so let's begin. Roll the clip.
I feel like you're acting like you're the first woman to be divorced and you're the first woman that's left with two children to fend for. I've been doing it for 14 years.
I've been doing it for
nowhere.
16.
Okay?
16.
Okay, with 16 your son that don't like you.
That bitch should have died. You want to mention my kid? You should have died, bitch. You monkey. You f***ing blue monkey.
Personally, I find it deeply disturbing and disheartening that someone with a platform will resort to such language, especially another woman of color. It not only reflects a lack of empathy, because she told that woman, you should have died. You know how hateful and bitter you have to be to look at somebody and scream out, you should have died? Called her a blue monkey. Lack of empathy, but also underscores the urgent need for education and awareness around racial sensitivity. We should be striving for inclusivity, especially amongst our own people. Respect and understanding both on and off screen. In light of this incident, I strongly call for the immediate removal of the reality TV star from that show and all her content from Tubi. Because we all know she's been doing a couple of movies and some shows. I think the one is called Stepmother. It's on Tubi. If Tubi, Mona Scott, MTV condemn these actions, they will remove her from all these platforms, period. There's nothing to discuss. Remove her. Because you see what they did to Caesar from Black Ink when a video surfaced of him allegedly attacking a small dog. They removed him from the show quickly. So that same action needs to take place. Also, if it was a white person doing that to a black person, we'd be in an uproar already. Already. So just because it was another woman of color, we need to keep that same energy. To allow them to remain on the program would send a message that such behavior is acceptable, which is simply unacceptable. We must hold individuals accountable for their actions and demand that networks take a stand against racism. Many members of the entertainment community have already expressed their disgust and disappointment. Prominent figures have taken to social media to voice their support for the targeted co-star and to condemn the racial slurs. This collective response underscores the need for change within the industry and reinforces that there is no place for racial insensitivity or hate. As consumers of entertainment, we hold the power to influence change. By refusing to support shows and personalities that perpetuate racism like Erica Mena, we can send a clear message that our values demand more. It's my hope that this incident serves as a catalyst for conversations about racial equality and pushes the industry to reevaluate its standards. We must continue to stand up against racism, no matter where it comes from, in all its forms, and work towards a more inclusive and compassionate world. Thank you for listening. Until next time, take care. Peace, family.